We are already on the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. In our Gospel today, Jesus asked His disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" It is a very personal question for the disciples after being together for 3 years in public ministry. It's one of those classic eternal questions. It is a critical question that forces us to reach a compromise on one way or another. Who is Jesus to us? We have a vision of this kind of dialogue in today's gospel. The disciples surrounded Jesus. They are simple people. Jesus' disciples, most of them fishermen. They were people who did not think much of themselves. They were people that no one thought much about. Nobody asked their opinions. No one lent their opinions. No one paid much attention to what they thought, felt, or had to say. But that moment came. Jesus, whom they had followed as a model, those who had imitated children, who were surprised to be allowed to follow, asked them sincerely and solemnly, "Who do you say that I am?" Perhaps they could not believe what they heard. There was something wrong with his audition. It was impossible for him to be asking for his opinions. A person in Jesus would not do that. That's why they started by telling him what other people were saying. They responded, "Some say that you are John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and other Jeremiah." But then Jesus said, "But who do you say that I am?" To paraphrase what Peter said, "I know you are the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God." Then Jesus said, "You are Peter. How blessed you are, because you don't say that about yourself. What you said came from God. What a blessing to hear that God is in him." That's the good news for Peter. "You are Peter, and upon this rock, I will build you my church." My dear sisters and brothers, Jesus loved Peter sacrificially, selflessly, understandingly, and indulgently. The closer we live with Jesus, the better we will know him. Like Peter, because of his time, he knew Jesus very well. The more we become like Jesus, the more he can tell us. The greater the obedience to God, the greater the glory. Look at Peter, denied Jesus 3 times. And after Peter's denial, a total obedience to Jesus. According to the traditional story, in 67 AD, and I quote, Saint Peter was hung upside down and beheaded at the Circus Maximus during a wave of brutal anti-Christian persecution under Emperor Nero. After the burning of Rome, his brutal treatment was partly of the result of his request not to be crucified, because he didn't consider himself worthy of the treatment of Jesus. After Peter died, it is said his body was taken to a burial ground situated where St. Peter's Cathedral now stands. His body was entombed and later secretly worshipped. And for our reflection today, I have two questions. First, who is Jesus to you? Second, what is your relationship with Jesus?